You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hour has arrived. We thank all of you for making time for us, and it's going to be a busy hour, a lot of calls, but we're also going to listen in to what is happening in Oxford, Mississippi, where the university is about to introduce Chris Beard. Everybody is ready. That news conference obviously not started yet, but we'll start here in just a few minutes, and we will have it for you and get the reaction afterwards. But it's been a busy day. Kirby Smart speaking at a press conference for the first time since the news of Jalen Carter. Listen to what he had to say about the culture at Georgia.
No, absolutely. We've got complete control of our program and our kids in our program. Do kids make mistakes? Yes, young student athletes make mistakes. They do. It happens all across the country. It happens here. There's no lack of control for our program. I think our kids across the board will tell you that we have an incredible culture here. We have a connective tissue that brings our team together. Our guys do make mistakes. That's historically probably going to happen when you're 18 to 22 year old. Our job as coaches is to prevent that from happening. And that starts with me, and you do it by how you educate your players and how you discipline your players. And we'll continue to do that at a high standard.
Kirby Smart earlier today. Let's get back to the calls. AC is in Canada. AC, good afternoon. By the way, we all were thrilled that we heard from you today. You wrote us a note and sent us something, and we're all deeply in your debt. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You don't have to say a public. I'm a private man. You don't have to, but I appreciate that. Enjoy, man. Enjoy.
Thank you so much
for taking my call. Mr. Feinbaum, it's a gift for me, to you, and everybody. Your team I'm talking about. I do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
But here's the thing. I want to thank, first of all, I want to give a special shout out to Joe in Red Bay, even though I never did. You know, I read your story, Joe, how Mr. Feinbaum show saved your life. I do. You know what? Motivates you. I want more callers, more listeners to call it. How did Mr. Feinbaum save you, etc., etc.? I want to hear that as well. But Mr. Joe, here's a problem. I don't mind smashing you every single day because that motivates me. So, Mr. Feinbaum, my 2 minutes is up. Me, holla.
We tried to be nice. That didn't last too long. G is up next in Atlanta. Hello, G.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, man?
We are doing great.
Well, I got two things I want to talk about. First, Paul, I want everybody out there in SEC country to pray for me. I've been in the hospital for about 16 days. My graft came loose. You know, I'm a dialysis patient, and I'd like to bleed it out.
Your calls have meant so much to me I don't want to. Everybody's going through different things, but I do know firsthand, not having gone through it myself, but having relatives, the dialysis is it takes so much out of you, and we are so delighted to hear from you.
It really does. You know, when I was in the hospital, the nurse came in and said, "Well, Mr. Gay, what can make you feel better?" I said, the Paul Feinbaum show. They didn't have you on the TV. And he told me, I'd rather have that than a shot of pain meds. I'd rather have the Paul Feinbaum show. Get me out of here.
Well, thank you.
Well, second of all, I want to talk about is Jim. You know, this guy is dialysis remind me of Jim. The guy hates everybody in dialysis. He curses at the nurse every day. And, you know, and when I listen to Jim, when he talks to you, Paul, he always say, "Now, you know your best call is a boss. Now, don't you? You know, now this and that." And I'm like, why he continue to say that? You know, I mean, we didn't figure that out. You're going to be one of his best callers. But, you know, and well, for him to call you the devil, man, I said, you know, first, you know, like the lady said, you know, you're first to cast a stone, you know, I mean, like I said, he is just unbelievable. You know, I mean, he's a good guy sometimes. He come and talk to your pa, but then sometimes, man, like he didn't have a shot of Maker's Mark. So I mean, if he's that religious, that rattlesnake religion or something, man, I don't know. Well, Paul, continue to pray for me, brother.
I have to tell you, you've inspired me. Knowing what you're going through, your attitude is priceless. And please stay in touch with us and keep getting better.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul. You have a good day.
Thank you. Well, that's incredible. That is, and again, I know many, many people out there with various disabilities and illnesses are going through a very difficult time right now. And but to go through dialysis with that attitude is truly remarkable. Thank you again. Myth is in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Myth, we are doing great. Thank you.
That last caller seemed to be a little bit more down to earth. I'm worried about all them other ones. They're all worried to death about Jim. Felt like I've been in a religion class in college or something. Real quick, Paul, I talked to Cal yesterday. How far do you think you got the cats going?
Call me crazy, but I feel I feel pretty good about the cats. I think their matchups. I think Providence is a good matchup. I think K-State could be a good matchup just because of Kentucky's size and length. So I haven't looked beyond the first couple of games, but I like them getting out of this this first. I mean, I frankly like what I see.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of SEC teams that could possibly, you know, go pretty deep. Obviously, Alabama's got a lot on their shoulders right now. I think Cal said yesterday, the way he talked to me was, if they hit a lot of threes, you know, we got a chance. But I think we got to make some threes in order to do that.
I will say I was disturbed by what happened in Nashville, but I also think that if there's a team in the tournament that has something to prove, it's Cal. It's Cal's Cats because of what happened last year. And anytime you talk about a first and second round matchup, you can cut it any way you want. But based on what I've heard from people that know basketball a lot better than I do, I like what they have in front of them.
Yeah, I just want to get in. I think if he wins a few games this year and then with the class coming in, I believe the swag will be back in
let's hope,
at the University
because,
of Kentucky.
Kentucky basketball is such an integral part of not only the SEC but of the game of college basketball. Let's head to the break. We're going to run over to Oxford in a couple of moments to hear the press conference. Stick around.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy.
It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Leader. Keith Carter speaking right now in Oxford about to introduce Chris Beard as the new head basketball coach at Ole Miss.
And elevating support for his program. We look forward to that type of home court advantage here at the Pavilion and know that Rebel Nation will show up for Coach Beard's brand of basketball. Regardless of where he is, Coach Beard has proven to be a program builder and winner. But he is far more than that. We were able to look him in the eyes and understand the type of person that he is. Throughout all of our research, we found a man that has made a positive impact on and off the court. We found a father of three beautiful daughters. We found a neighbor who sought opportunities to enrich his community. We found a good teammate to his fellow sport coaches at each stop that he's made. And most of all, we found a coach that cares about his student athletes, not only as players, but as human beings. In Coach Beard, we found a dynamic leader that has the vision to make Ole Miss basketball what we've always wanted it to be. He talks about competing for and winning championships, and I'm excited to lock arms with him and help him lead the Rebels into the future. That bright future begins today. Ladies and gentlemen, your new head men's basketball coach, Chris Beard.
Got goosebumps up here. Can we do that one more time? Are you ready? Thank you. I can't tell you how excited, appreciative, thankful, honored, humbled, and just ready to get to work I am to be here. You know, to start our journey here in the Sandy and John Black Pavilion, I think is the perfect place. This is literally one of the best on-campus basketball facilities in all of college basketball. It'll be a big part of what we sell here in recruiting. It'll be a great place to celebrate a lot of memories. And I promise you that the success is coming sooner than later. I know that the NCAA tournament show for the thank you. Next year's 2024 NCAA tournament. The selection show is, I think, 363 days from now. So I look forward to seeing everybody back here in 363 days as we see where we're going to play in the tournament. I'd like to start with some thank yous that are very important to me. I want to thank everybody for the trust in this job. I want to specifically thank Chancellor Boyce, Keith Carter and Alan Green. It's a special process. Spent extensive time with these three men. I appreciate their trust and research in me and my life and my career. And I spent some time researching this situation myself. I know when my agent was mentioning some of the places around college basketball that we might have a chance to, when I heard Ole Miss, it kind of the buck stopped there. It's exactly where I wanted to be. And I look forward in the next few minutes to explain to you why. But the chancellor is a leader. He has a vision for this place. I really enjoyed spending time with him, and I can't wait to work for him and with him. He told me, Chris, you know, above all, what we do at Ole Miss is we build leaders. And I haven't been able to get that out of my mind because I think in our program, that's what we try to do a lot with our players and staff is build leaders. And so I had an immediate bond with the chancellor. Of course, working for Keith is going to be something special. You know, there's not a lot of athletic directors out there that played college athletics at the level that Keith did, and certainly at the institution where we're both blessed to work at. He's an all-conference player in one of the best leagues in the world, the SEC. So it's just special being a basketball coach, having an athletic director that's that's played the game at such a high level and found great success in administration. And I feel the same way about Allen, very familiar with what he's done in college athletics, where he is today and where he's going soon in the future. But these three men really tied it into me, and I can't thank them enough. Also want to be really clear of my respect and thanks for the previous coach here, Coach Kermit Davis. Kermit did a great job. Kermit's a friend of mine, he's a mentor of mine, he's been great to me my whole career, we share a friendship. When I called Kermit about this job, it was nothing but class and integrity, and he assured me, which you already know, that he knows, he loves the state of Mississippi, he loves Ole Miss. We walk into a very strong foundation here with great talent, staff, a culture, but I just want to publicly thank Kermit and tell Coach again, you know, how I care about him, and thank you for everything he's done for not only Ole Miss, but his home state of Mississippi. So thank you, Coach. Also like to thank my friend Annie Kennedy, who did a great job here before Coach. I've talked to AK a little bit. One of the all-time great competitors, just human beings, a guy that falls in love with the community where he's at. I certainly can't wait to do the same thing that AK and Coach did in a lot of ways, and then take the program to the next level as well. But I want to thank all the coaches and players and everybody that played before us, because it's really the foundation of the program. Really, I just want to thank the community of Oxford and Ole Miss and the state of Mississippi, the outpouring of success in the last couple of days and weeks when my name was associated to this job till yesterday, getting hired, and today. I just have so many countless calls and emails. It's humbling what they've said to me and my family, and I can't wait to get down here and make everyone proud, not only by winning basketball games and championships, but also by graduating players and being a big, big part, not only in this community, but in this state. But just a thank you for everybody that's reached out to this point. Also, the current players and staff. I see some of the current players are here and some of the staff. That means the world to me. Simply stated, one of the reasons I took this job and excited is because of the talent on the roster and the coaching staff. I look forward to working with many of these guys. So I really appreciate you guys being here tonight. It means the world to me. I'll get emotional talking about it. I appreciate you guys. I can't wait to coach some of you guys. Also like to just to thank what I describe as kind of the college basketball family. Heard from so many coaches, players, fellow coaches, competitors, people in the media. There's been a lot of people that have been very supportive, not only the last couple of days, but the last couple of months, and certainly in my career. But there's a lot of momentum in our program and here coming to Ole Miss here. But I want to thank everybody that reached out. I even want to thank, I never knew this would happen, but God puts you in unique spots. But I've actually had a lot of referees reach out to me the last few months. So some of these refs said, hey, Chris, do anything to help you. I said, well, I'll keep that in mind. So when we're playing games here in a few months, if we need a good call down the stretch, I'll try to remember those guys that said they would help us. So, but the college basketball world's a special place. My coaching mentors, especially starting with Coach Knight, who had an experience to work for, and all the people I've worked for and with, I want to thank everybody that's really been supportive of this job. A move to Ole Miss. Also want to thank my basketball family. That'd be certainly all the players that I've been blessed. I see some former players, Roger Woods from Mississippi, our best player on the Ole Miss, on the Little Rock team. Yes, Josh, if you're listening out there, Roger played defense, you didn't. But just all the guys that I've been blessed to coach at all the different spots along the way, and our former players, our former staff, certainly have worked with some great people. Certainly at the last place, CDC and Sarah, you're special to me. And there's just a lot of stories, but everybody's been so great. One, I'll tell you today, the very first man that believed in me, my first athletic director, my first head coaching job, Kevin Gundy at Fort Scott Community College in Kansas, that hired me almost 25, 26 years ago, was here today, and it means the world to me. Coach Gundy, stand up real quick, man. I told Coach Gunny we would win quickly there, and we did. I told Keith the same thing. But just Coach Gundy, don't tell him how quickly we did it at Forest Gun. So, lastly, I want to thank my family. Cersei, I got three daughters. I got a mom and dad that are in Dallas, Texas right now watching it. But I want to thank Margo and Ella. Get emotional again. And Avery. And the last people in my personal family I want to talk to was Brett, Kevin, and Diego. You guys are family. I can't tell you how excited I am to get here. Only place I'd rather be right now is back on the cell phone recruiting, because the number one focus right now is recruiting some of our current players back, and then certainly putting a team on this court here in a few months that you're going to be proud of. We tell the players all the time to really live where your feet are. Try to enjoy each moment. It's not just the destination, but it's the journey. So I really am in the moment right now. Can't tell you how much it means to me that you'd spend your time to come here today. I'll never forget it. So I want to take you behind the curtain. I want to speak from my heart tonight and tell you really, you know, what I think about Ole Miss and the vision here. You know, the first thing is, you know, why Ole Miss? Why did I come to Ole Miss, and why will great players here come to Ole Miss? I think it's easy. The first thing is the people. I've already mentioned the chancellor and Keith and Allen, but it's the people here. Mississippi's a state that I've recruited my whole career, relationships with people from this state. You know this. You're special people. There's special people here at Ole Miss. But to win championships, you got to have great players and staff and home court advantage, but you have to have a core of great people involved in the program. And I'm convinced we have that at Ole Miss. Certainly another thing about, you know, why Ole Miss, you know, I've never thought that I'm the inventor of things. I think we're really good at what we do, and we understand college basketball is a player-based game, and recruiting is everything. You got to have great players. But I do think that you look at jobs and you say, has it been done there before? And Ole Miss has great tradition. We've already talked about Coach Davis and AK, but let me mention, you know, obviously what Coach Kiffin's doing right now in Ole Miss football on that trajectory, it's undeniable. What Coach Bianco has built here, the national championship, and continues baseball. And certainly I had a chance to exchange some text messages with Coach Yo in the last 24 hours or so. I want to congratulate Coach on building the program the White Way. We're going to be really cheering for her and the team this weekend in the NCAA tournament. Good luck, Coach Yo. Lastly, with why Ole Miss, you're talking about one of the great college towns in the history of college. It's a special place. I came here years ago as the opponent, and we played in a postseason game here in the NIT and stayed on the square, and just understand what Oxford is. Obviously, it's a great academic institution to recruit the best players that we need, to recruit guys that want to develop in college and play in the NBA one day. The academic component is very important, and so it's great to be at Ole Miss. You know, and then lastly, just the Southeastern Conference, you know, the best conference in college athletics, undeniable. So we can sell for a lot of things with the SEC, the university, the people. So why Ole Miss is a pretty easy question to answer. You know, who are we? What's the plan? How are we going to get it done? You know, I think more than anything, we're a program. We're not defined by one coach. It's not about me. It's not about one player. It's the program. We really are a family. There's a togetherness about us. We have a culture, one of the most kind of overused words in athletics right now, but we mean it. We have a culture that's based on core values, unselfishness and work and love of the game and respect. So we're a lot of things. We have some non-negotiables. You know, we're gonna be good people. We're going to go to class, and we're going to play defense. Remember I said that. We're going to play defense. I think nothing great happens unless you have a vision, and you have to have the courage to have the vision. I tell players all the time, what do you want? You know, don't tell me you want to be an NBA player if your actions don't match that. Don't tell me you want to be an NBA player if you're not willing to say that in a press conference later today. I think elite people know exactly what they want, and they're not afraid to say that. It's not an arrogance. It's a belief in what you're capable of doing. So it's really easy while we're here. We're here to win championships, make Final Fours, and play on Monday night. And I don't apologize for that. That's why we're here, to win championships. to win championships, you have to have NBA players. To have NBA players, you have to have great situation. You have to be able to prove that you can graduate players. The academic component is everything. Guys have to have a good time when they're in college and live in a safe place where they know they can grow. So everything goes into winning. So when I say win, I'm talking about off the court with graduation and our players literally having a foundation where they can achieve anything in life, and then certainly on the court is championships. Easy to talk about, not so easy to do. So how are we going to do it? We're going to do it through relationships. We're going to do it through people. Common topics we've already mentioned tonight several times. So one of the relationships I wanted to mention tonight that's really important is our relationship that we have with the student body. We've been able to create some of the best home court advantages in the history of college basketball in recent years because we connect with our students. And I can't wait when spring break is over to be on campus next week and to start connecting with the students here. Not only the student athletes in other sports, but all the students here at Ole Miss. I look forward to bringing our fireside chats to Oxford. I look forward to really connecting with the students here and building a base that will be a great home court advantage. Once we get the relationships that we need, then we just go to work. And we have a process that we believe in. You know, we don't ever really talk about winning the next game, but we talk about winning the next day. And that process will be executed every day with excitement, enthusiasm, and discipline. We'll take care of our bodies. We'll go to class. We'll work hard. We'll enjoy college while we're here. And we'll embrace the game at the highest level. So that's how we're going to do it. The first steps is to enjoy this time with you guys tonight. Continue to meet people, but then get right back to work. The recruiting is nonstop right now. The most important thing is the current players working hard on getting a relationship with these guys, seeing if it's in their best interest and our best interest for them to stay at Ole Miss. And I'm very hopeful that these guys do, because I have a lot of trust in their ability as players. We're obviously working really hard on developing relationships, too. And
we've been listening to the introductory press conference of Chris Beard at Ole Miss. Your reaction when we come back.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome all of you back. We will continue with your phone calls. And Legend is first up here for the final 30 minutes.
What's up, my black hat, brother? What's up, baby?
Legend.
Woo! Hey, Paul, way of Chris Beard to tackle that accountability head on there, huh? Paul, can I say something that might get me in trouble? You, the coach, you can cut me off and pull me off the mound if you want to, all right?
I'll do my best.
I'm going to go ahead and say it, Paul. You got a man at Ole Miss that choked a woman out. The woman changed her testimony.
Well, let me stop you right there. Allegedly, according to the police report.
Let me say that. He got a coach at Ole Miss that allegedly choked a woman out. You got a freak at Auburn. You got Evel Knievel at Texas A&M. So you tell me, why in the hell can't I get my defensive coordinator, Jeremy Pruitt, back? What in the hell has he done so bad? Don't you agree with me? Ain't it time that the NCAA let the man out of jail, Paul? Ain't it time?
Well, here's the problem with that case. It hasn't been completed yet. So all these other situations have been.
Yeah, and you can't rehabilitate a freak, and you got all these folks being forgiven, which I'm for, but it's time for me to get my damn defensive coordinator back in, NCAA. And NFL, let me say this to the NFL also, while I'm throwing this this 10-runner on the mound, ready to get the coach to come out and pull me off the mound, because I'm pissed. I'm pissed because the coach let Bryce Young go to Carolina. I know you're celebrating, Paul. I know you're celebrating. But I'm pissed, and it's pissed me off in other areas. The NFL, I'm pissed that Calvin Ridley just got reinstated for a $1,000 bet when there's a guy in Cleveland with the biggest contract in the NFL that abused or allegedly abused 30 women, Paul. There's something wrong with these damn people running the top of these big-time college football organizations, and it's time that somebody called them out. And I'm pissed enough just to call them out, Paul. I'm pissed enough to call them out. Now back down to earth. I blame you for this whole situation because evidently there's demons up in here today.
Yeah. I don't know how much of the show you've picked up on, but we had quite an episode earlier.
That's what it is, Paul. I was all right until I picked up the phone and called the Fine Bomb Show, and all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. It was like, I am Legion. I mean, it's like the demons started coming up out of me. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen. The demons about to run wild. They're about to go wild. I am Legion. There you go again, Paul. Are you the devil, man? Are you the devil, dude? For real, are you the devil? I know you ain't the devil. I mean, well, you kind of look like Al Pacino.
First of all, I wouldn't admit it if I was. But I, you know, and you know me, Legend. I've been accused of a lot of things in my life, but I've never been accused of what I was accused of earlier, ever.
Man, I heard that Jim Baker sermon. You know, Jim Baker hated women also. You know, I heard Jim Baker earlier. I told him yesterday he's a scribe. He's a Pharisee. He would have thrown a rock and hit that woman when the Lord said he would have sinned, throw the first stone. That woman would have been stoned if Jim had been in the crowd. Oh, Jim Baker ass. Oh, my goodness. He loves you, Paul. That's the problem. He loves you, man. And, hey, let me say this before I get off. This is something that really irritated me today, too. I heard Kirby Smart down there defending Arrest U. Arrest University. That's right. The whole wide receiver corps in jail. And you down there talking about there ain't a problem. There ain't no problem. We held together with tissue. Well, it ain't two-ply tissue, I can tell you that. It ain't two-ply tissue. It's falling apart, Kirby. It's falling apart. It's going down the drain. Woo! Love you, Paul. I got to get out of here for these demons. Oh, I'm losing. There they go again. Let me get out of here. The demons are going wild. The demons. Legion has left the building.
William, up next in Maryville. Hello, William.
Hello, Paul. You know, it's hard to follow an Alabama fan talking about morality, but I will agree with him about Kirby. You know, I think Kirby used the term kids three or four times, and I don't see a 22-year-old man going to the NFL being called a kid, Paul. I think it was an attempt to downplay the seriousness of what happened down there. But that's not really why I called. I really called about, I don't know if it's Dr. Barron or President Barron's call earlier. You know, after that call, Paul, I kind of wanted to all join hands and sing Kumbaya.
William, so let me explain to the audience. I asked him a question, but I didn't get too deep in the weeds. But he just retired as the president of Penn State, where two presidents ago, a man named Graham Spanier was a president who went to Joe Paterno's house to fire him. And Paterno said, "You'll fire me over my dead body." And then ultimately, the Jerry Sandusky story broke and everybody got fired. I mean, I found what he said to be incredibly laughable.
Well, you know, he sounded like the diversity dean at Stanford, lecturing the you know, the federal judge in front of a bunch of sniveling snowflakes. You know, he doesn't understand basic economics. I start thinking about it, Paul. You know, if you forget about college football for a minute and say, okay, we're talking about the widget industry. And in the widget industry, you got regions of widget manufacturers. And some regions have better raw materials, and they make better widgets. And then within each region, there are better manufacturers. And that's what you've got in college sports. You've got the haves and the have-nots. And to say that $1 billion is going to make, you know, the woke and the unwoke hold hands and sing kumbaya is laughable, Paul. All $1 billion is going to do is make the powerful more powerful and the weak more weak.
Well, and William, it doesn't solve the issue of where we are in college athletics. Hate to run up against the break. More to come. Final few minutes straight ahead. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.